Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoors and Radio Show, and Robin will be joining us in just a minute. She had some other stuff to take care of this morning, so it's all good. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and guns and wildlife and anything related to the outdoors and anything that you would like to talk about. You are leading the show this morning. You are the producers of the show this morning, the guests of the show, so to speak. You will be controlling the subject matter, and whatever you want to call and talk about, we will respond to, of course. So if you have a topic in mind, a subject, a question, you know, we will do our best to answer that. Our producer this morning is Chris Klaproth. Good morning, Chris. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine, Alan. How are you doing?
Oh, another stressful week.
And what happened?
If well, we brought the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine together, and of course the final few days of that is always
hectic,
frustrating, annoying, exhilarating, you know, just
it's everything. It's a whole gamut of emotions.
Yeah, but mostly stressful. Yeah. So but it is Maryland Loves Crabs 2022, believe it or not, world record for being at the printers in April. We will have it back in a week or so, start deliveries. The online version should be up and running here in a couple of days.
Good.
So, yeah, well, we can announce that on our Facebook page if anybody wants to see Maryland Loves Crabs. And we do, don't we, Chris? We do love crabs. So we took a nice picture with the grandkids for in there, Robin and I and the kids. And so we're just, you know, that's not the only feature. There's a lot of good stuff in there. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's the number you call if you'd like to talk about anything and everything. We'll be more than glad to talk with you about that. So, I'm trying to think what else happened this week. I was pretty much involved in all that.
Did you go turkey hunting or fishing?
I have not been turkey hunting or fishing yet. Hopefully we'll get to go fishing here soon and do some turkey hunting. Probably it's always a little later in the season when I get to go. We've never done the crab magazine this early. So normally, you know, turkey season's relatively open. I put together a hunting quarterly and something like that, and then, you know, take a morning here and there and go, but I haven't been working.
Oh, yeah, so. Exactly. You've been working.
Yep, no questions.
So. So what kind of fish are you looking to snag?
Oh, snag? None, but to...
Well, I mean, you know, catch. No, you don't want the snags, but as far as brush, it's a...
I have snagged a fish or two just unintentionally in my life, but... I don't know. Last year, I'd already been on a crappie trip down in D.C. on the Potomac and caught some really nice crappies. The first fish I usually target of the year is hickory shad, and I haven't even done that. You know, I love to go with Uncle Dale and a couple places on the shore here that we like to fish that have some hickory shad. I guess he's been fishing them since maybe 2-3 weeks. I think he started around Easter, if I remember. But, it's just circumstances just keep me off the water for right now. It's just trying to, in this business climate and as sketchy as business is and the supply chain and the, you know, expenses and inflation and all that stuff. I mean, a lot of folks have a very difficult time investing in advertising. So, you know, it just makes the job a little harder, and you got to just call them more places and do more work. So, but I'm not complaining about anything in the Crab magazine. I mean, it's a great issue. It's as good as we've ever done, pretty much, and we're just happy for it. But that would be my first target fish, would be hickory shad. Then the next one to come along is smallmouth bass, and that's getting ready to pop here soon. So we'll know soon enough about that one. And then after that, it's, you know, whatever comes down the pike, whatever we can catch, whether it's bass or, you know, pursue something else. So, but I would like to get another turkey this year. So I'm usually one and done. I'm not the kind of guy that gets addicted to turkey hunting. I mean, I enjoy it, but I don't spend every day out there in the woods, trying to fool one. And I like to go with my friends, and I like to go and listen to the birds. You know, they have fooled me so many times and avoided me so many times. And, you know, you get to see them, and then they're not there anymore. It just, for some reason, wild turkey gobbler makes me laugh because of their performances. You know, you think you're going to succeed, and right there at nut cutting time, you don't. So I take it with a grain of salt because I've hunted turkeys, you know, since I was a kid. There were turkeys on the farm down in that I used to hunt in Huntington County. One of my favorite times is when we were pheasant hunting on the farm. My dad and I, we were in standing corn, and a turkey went up out of the standing corn, and that scared everybody. The other time, and my dad never killed a turkey that I know of. The other time he was headed turkey hunting, and he had gotten into a point where there was a little spruce tree or something in the path, and he had to go under it, and he got down on his hands and knees with his shotgun and bumped a turkey like 2 feet in front of his face. Well, imagine a bird the size of a turkey being surprised and taken off straight up in the air. The sound and the surprise, yeah, and he was. But, you know, I've had turkeys running all around me and not been able to get a shot. And I just, like I said, they just amuse me. So if I get one, I get one. And if I don't, I've had fun. So, hey, guess who's here? Guess who's not here? Not yet. Okay.
Sparky's not there yet?
She's here. She's just not feeling it right now. So she'll be here in a minute, I'm sure. So... anyway, phone number 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we're awaiting anybody who's up to call, anybody headed out for turkeys that hasn't gotten in the woods yet, would be more than glad to take your call at 410-WCBM-680 and go from there. We are on the cusp of the trophy striped bass season that begins, I believe tomorrow. I have the rules here somewhere. Or did. Hi, Robin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There they are. May 1st through May 15th. Anglers may catch one striped bass per day. Minimum size 35 inches on the Chesapeake Bay. From Brewerton Channel to the Virginia state line. That's like Christmas Day for the charter boat captains here in Maryland. Everybody's booked. Everybody's headed out. And then that lasts for 15 days through May 15th, and then May 16th through July 15th, and then resume August 1st through December 10th. Anglers will be able to keep one striped bass per person per day with a minimum size of 19 inches during a chartered fishing trip. The captain or mate would not be permitted to land or possess striped bass for personal consumption. During the closure period from July 16th through July 31st, anglers will be prohibited from targeting striped bass, which includes catch and release and charter boats. That's that midsummer closure because of the heat and the alarming deaths of striped bass that are caught, you know, either by trolling or by chumming in particular during that time period. You know, the fish cannot even stand to be caught and released because of the heat, not only air temperature but water temperature as well. So it's a good move. It's a good move to close at mid-season. Good conservation move. So that is what's going on there. So while we're waiting for phone calls and while we're waiting,
we got Glenn.
We got Glenn on the line.
Glenn in Chestertown. See, I show up for a reason.
Yeah, you keep me straight. I didn't get that text, or did I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Alan. Bob, how you are doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Good morning.
Okay, I guess I'm here.
Yeah.
Still on the green side of the grass.
That's the main thing, buddy. As long as you're on the green side of the grass, that's all good.
Yep.
Yep. So.
I'm on the other side of closed eyes this morning. I cannot wake up.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Robin actually slept a long time last night, and now she can't wake up.
I never sleep, ever. I'm like the sleepless person.
Anyway, anybody get any turkeys in your area there, Glenn?
No, I haven't. I haven't even been out, really. So.
Yeah. Huh.
I guess you have to come up and take me.
Yeah, well, I haven't had a chance to get out myself, so that's crazy. But I love the time of year for fishing and hunting and that type of thing. I just work too hard, don't I, Robin?
Yep.
Yep. So
you work too hard.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. Nothing.
Robin.
I don't remember. I am not conscious or responsible for anything that comes out of these lips this morning. So I am putting that disclaimer in as we start.
Well, that was pretty good.
What?
What you just said, that was well thought out. Well thought out.
No,
well
it was
stated.
Right off the cuff.
Well, anyway, Glenn, so, I think I've heard a lot of guys, a lot of guys say they've gone out and haven't heard any birds. You know, they've called them. But then in western part of the state, we hear they're going crazy. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, they're turkeys, and it's mating season, and, any critter during mating season has behavior that you cannot put a finger on. So, it is what it is. So.
I don't really know that really that much about the turkeys. I mean, I've been hunting them a few times, but as far as actually really knowing all about them, been out in around them that much now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I see them when I'm deer hunting every now and then, but, they're never in season. But, there's some turkey hunters out there that are diehard guys. We have a winter season that comes in January, a couple days. And
3 days, whatever it is.
Yeah. Some of the diehard guys don't like that. They won't hunt it. They don't like it. So, they have their reasons, and that's okay. So,
I think you can get the hen during that time too.
Yep, and you can get a hen up in Western Maryland the first week in November, up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, right after the bear season is usually sandwiched in between early muzzleloader season and the wet turkey season in Western Maryland. So, early muzzleloader is usually that mid October, and then bear season, and then turkey season comes in like the next day or next week. So, and I think you can take a hen up there as well. So, fall turkey hunting, winter turkey hunting is a lot different than spring turkey hunting, though I do know that. So, what you try to do is instead of call the gobbler in because he's all jacked up because he's mating. You try to get into a flock of turkeys and break them up and then call them back to you. Usually like a lost hen or a lost turkey call. And that's kind of the effective way. Of course, if I get out there and I see a flock of turkeys and one's close enough, I'm not going to worry about breaking up the flock.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a technique to all that stuff, but anyway.
I haven't mastered.
No, neither have I. So. All right, buddy. Look, I've got callers lined up, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you for the call, Glenn. Nice talking to you.
Glenn, have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I got a question real quick.
Okay.
What happened to spring?
We haven't had one yet. I mean, the
leaves.
I woke up.
I was freezing this morning.
The leaves have popped out, and that's about it. Temperatures haven't. I think we're going to see some good temperatures this coming week.
I mean, we should be talking about backyard billies and the outdoor spring stuff, and I want to talk about fireplaces.
We'll talk about both. How's that?
Well, I mean, I got the one going. I was freezing.
Yeah, the fireplace is going here in the back. So, hey, look, spring's here. I mean, despite the weather, spring is here. And, you know, you still have plenty of time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends, crab feasts and reunions and get-togethers. You know, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. They have a terrific selection of colorful, weatherproof poly and outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs and lots of them, especially those Adirondack chairs. They usually keep about 300 of those in stock. You know, the Adirondack chairs, one with the... Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And also, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and everything you need for your yard and your deck. Everything like those fire rings to warm up those chilly evenings like we had last night. So keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. So we talked about all the fishing opportunities, and Clyde Sports Shop is your place to go for fishing tackle and live bait. You know, they'll wind premium line on your reels if you need it replaced, and a couple of mine do. They sell the Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels, including the famous Ugly Stick, the Penn spinning reels and trolling reels. They've got it all. They've got rods and reels for kids, combos, and that type of thing. And don't forget those famous St. Croix fishing rods. Beautiful rod if you want to upgrade St. Croix. Keep that name in mind. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fish and license rod repairs, and terminal tackle and lures for every species of fish, including circle hooks for rockfish and bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes for trolling. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. Been around since 1957. The website is Clyde Sports. Nope, it's not. It's ClydesFishingGear.com. ClydesFishingGear.com. 242-6108. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Cakes and rockfish too. We thanked the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that erodes our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living. I'm talking about the man. Talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man trout line of crabs, tonguing oysters and working the beef. Talking about the man who makes his living on the water every day. I'm talking about the man. Talking about the
waterman. All right, you go, bird dog. Yes, indeed. Mr. Wheeler. All right, we have a refugee on the line, Robin.
I know.
Yeah, that would be Mark. Good morning, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Well, I called about something unrelated.
Oh, my.
To express a lot of gratitude. You were kind enough several months ago to recount your story about swollen lug nuts.
Yes.
Based on that, I went out, bought a set of lug nuts, and replaced the two-part capped lug nuts on my car. So I won't have that problem because you were kind enough to share your experience.
Well, thank you. I mean, it was not a pleasant experience at all, but I mean, it, you know, just to review, when I normally have my oil change at my dealership, I say, you know, just rotate the tires. So, okay. So the service guy comes in, he says, Mr. Ellis, we can't do your tire rotation today. And I said, okay, why not? He said, well, you have swollen lug nuts. And I said, excuse me?
You should see the text I got from Alan after the guy told him that.
Yeah.
He left out the lug part.
Yeah, anyway, he... He said, yeah, these factory lug nuts, they come in two pieces. They have a chrome cap over top of a metal base layer, and water gets in between those two layers. You know, it's microscopic, I'm guessing, but it rusts and then causes that cap to swell, and we can't get a lug wrench on it. He said we could, but if we did put a wrench on it the size we needed, you know, we'd tear up your lug nuts, and, you know, they'd look nasty. I said, well, so what's the solution? He goes, well, we could switch them out here. You got 24 lug nuts on your truck to switch out for, we can do it for $140. I said, I'll tell you what. Rather than do that today, let me check around. He goes, or you could go online and order them for a lot less. I'm like, and he said, we'll put them on for you. I said, all right. So I told that story the next Saturday on the air about the swollen lug nuts. And Brent here from Spurry Tire Service called in. And, you know, basically explain, yeah, common problem. We keep, you know, we buy lug nuts by the thousands because people have this problem. And, you know, they come in and we have trouble. We tell them what's going on. And he said, I've replaced, you know, thousands of lug nuts. I'm like, oh, cool, okay. Well, I said, I'll get in there and get mine switched out. Well, guess what? I didn't do it. And within a short time, of course, I had a flat tire. And I'm in Somerset County. And there's not a service station around. There's not a tire shop around. Fortunately, I was able to pull into a driveway, and the fellow was a sheriff's deputy, a very nice guy, and he allowed me to park there and call my insurance company and get the roadside assistance. So the fellow comes up from Princess Anne. Oh, yeah, we see this all the time. I'm like, why doesn't anybody know this stuff? Why doesn't the average truck owner know this? Yeah, we see this all the time. He couldn't get the lug nuts off. He actually got the worst one, you know, it stuck in his impact wrench. And then out came the hammer and out came the, you know, the screwdriver and pounded that thing out. And I said, okay, great. So I got to get these replaced. So he got the tire put back on. Everything was fine. So Went and got the spare replaced, or spare fixed at Spurry's, and had it put back on. I said, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to get these replaced. Sure. The price it gave me was just incredible. I don't know if it was a friend of Brent price, but and I'm not going to say it, but it was far, far less than $140, I can tell you that. So that is my tip to anybody who has a Ford or a Chrysler and some Nissans. Get your lug nuts replaced and, you know, pay the price, and that's, you know, that'll save you a lot of time and effort at the end of the day.
Well, you can add Chevy to the list.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it depends. I mean, I don't know if lug nuts are manufactured, you know, somewhere, and all the manufacturers buy them from certain sources or not, you know, like airbags or whatever. But good. I'm glad you got that done.
Yeah, and it's thanks to you. I'll tell you, Alan, I really appreciate it, because that's just a problem nobody needs. I called one of the local guys here and said, are you seeing a lot of that? He said, exactly what you've just recounted. He said, all the time. We keep a large selection of one-piece lug nuts here.
Yeah.
Because we have to beat it on with the wrench on with a hammer.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, then we can't get them out. And he said, at this point, when I rotate tires, I tell all my customers about the problem and let them decide.
Yeah, yeah, no question.
Yeah.
No question. And, there have been numerous service bulletins about this throughout the manufacturers. You know, a service bulletin says, hey, be on the lookout for this, whereas a recall says, replace it. So, I guess the way they figure it, you know, rather than replace a couple of million lug nuts at the factory level, they'll let us struggle out here on our own and do it on our own. So they, you know, they let the dealers know. They let the service bulletin doesn't typically come in the mail that says you have a recall.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but the service people all across the country, even the independent guys, get all these service bulletins. You know, so there've been numerous service bulletins on this issue, and most of your dealers and tire dealers know about it, but most consumers do not. So, I am the pioneer in the field of swollen lug nuts.
Like you said, it sounds like a dirty joke until it happens to you.
That's true.
Realize there's nothing.
Joke's
funny
on me, huh?
Yeah, funny about it.
Not at all.
Like I said, the text I got was not a happy one.
No, not indeed. And, you know, if your dealer tells you, finally gets to that point where you can't rotate your tires, and then he tells you, it's like, really? So now I got to go another however to get my, yeah. It wasn't pleasant, but. And then to get the flat on top of that, that was even more.
That
evident.
Was your fault.
I know it was my fault. Yeah. No question.
Well, you know, you just assume the worst is not going to happen to you.
Exactly. And well, I mean, you pull out your lug wrench that comes with your truck and you try to put it on and it won't fit. Won't fit anything. And you go, what's going on here? You know, if you're unaware of it, because that's what happened. You cannot get that lug wrench that comes in that little toolkit in your truck to go on the nut. It just won't work. It doesn't matter how you know, frustrated you get or try to get it on there, it's not going to go. So it's just not the right size. I think the size is 21 millimeters, and the dealer said I have a 22 millimeter and a 23 millimeter, but if I use a 23 millimeter, it's going to round off the corners of your lug nuts. I'm like, oh, great, okay, wonderful. And then I can't remember what size the service guy that changed the flat tire used, but it was nowhere near what the factory specs were. And I don't even think it was in millimeters. I think it was I don't even know what's close to
yeah.
that.
And, well, I read they're making half sizes now.
Yes, I have heard that.
It's just big enough to get on, but not so big that it'll round off. So you
yep.
get 18 and a half, 19 and a half.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of these things could have been prevented.
Yes.
But if they'd chosen the right part, because
Exactly.
There are several companies, like you said, that do make one-piece lug nuts to fit any vehicle.
That's right. All right, brother. Well, thank you for checking in. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
You stay warm over there.
Yeah.
It's spring, right? It's May tomorrow.
All right, brother.
Yeah. So.
Well, have a great week.
Thank you, Mark. Take care, buddy.
Take it easy, Mark. Nice hearing from you.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me, you all.
Yep. Hey, we got James in Sykesville. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm great. I truly am. I just called to encourage both you and Robin. I've listened for years. I'm not a real outdoorsman, but I've always wanted to be.
Got it.
My boys and I are going to go a bay charter.
Awesome.
Next week.
Oh, that sounds
good. Looking forward to that.
Good for you.
A four-way lug wrench to go back to what you were talking about,
yeah,
really works.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. But how many people carry that when they get a flat tire?
Not too many.
Exactly.
I've worked on cars for years, so.
Sure. Well, have you encountered? You've encountered this, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's a design defect. I truly believe.
Oh, sure.
But
I agree with you. 100%.
Just to encourage you and Robin. That's all.
All right, but
well, thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that, and I'm glad you. I'm glad you called. And
I have listened for years, and
I do want to hear about that bay trip that you go on.
Well, maybe I'll call you back next Sunday.
I think that would be wonderful.
Perfect.
I'd love to.
When are you going?
Next Tuesday, Chesapeake Beach.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great place.
We're going out of there.
That's a great place.
I've got family down there. It's nice.
Yep, Chesapeake Beach. There's usually some good char. I've fished out of Chesapeake Beach a few times, and I've always done well. So
yeah. I've been on charters before, but it's been years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I've worked my whole life, and
missed a lot
to coordinate these things, right?
Yep, coordination. That's always the tough part.
Yeah.
So yes, sir.
I truly love listening to you, too.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, James. We appreciate that. We're right here. We're not going anywhere, so, you know. We're
well, gonna... I'll continue to listen, then.
I appreciate that.
Perfect.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day, and have a great
really
trip.
A really blessed weekend, okay?
You also.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, you'll excuse me for just a second.
Are you going away again? Oh.
Clearing my throat.
Clearing your throat. All right. Well, that's good.
I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry? You had to clear your throat.
I know, but
I know.
I don't like.
I'm searching for the announcement or the script for Spurrier's Tire. We're going to take that break here very shortly. As soon as I find that, it's probably in my lap, more than likely. So.
This is what we do.
It's what we do. I know. There it is. All right. Well, let's talk about Spurrier's Tire a little bit. And those of you who live in the area in Easton know about Spurrier's Tire. And they're located at Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. Elliott Roads is the road that goes by the bank and the grocery store and the big box store. So, and then Dover Road is, you know, one of the main drags out of town between here and Preston. So just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make, any model. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. I was in there the other day. I think they were putting on, they were doing some lawn tractor tires for somebody.
We drove by last night after the funeral, and they were still working hard.
Yeah, they were at 4:30, something like that. Hey, stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. That's 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, S-P-U-R-R-Y-S, tire.com. Phone number again, call them, call to get an appointment for service, or, you know, just drive in and get some tires. 410-822-7384. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Fishing season is here. Crabbing season is about to pick up at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater. The selection of tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing is amazing. Rods and reels from the top brands are here. Artificial lures for perch and bass and snakeheads and rockfish line the walls. There's live bait and ice as well. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, stocks crab traps and trot lines and nets and trot line parts and bait bags and steamers and crab seasoning and mallets and much, much, much more. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Hey, over on the hunting side, they have a fine selection of guns, Matthews and Hoyt bows, crossbows, and all the accessories to go bow hunting. They even have a target lane. The waterfowl department is always ready, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing, freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle. For more information, that phone number 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Hey, attention watermen, bring your license for your discount. We'll be right back after these messages.
Plus some warmer numbers now that we're flipping the calendar over to May. Tomorrow we'll see 80s for the new work week. We do hit 70 this afternoon, not as cold as the business week. Sunshine today and 70 degrees. Low tonight, 46. Afternoon shower Sunday, high of 67. And then upper 70s near 80 for early next week, Monday through Wednesday, with a chance for some more light showers. Tuesday night and Wednesday, rainfall totals will be light. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising.
Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama?
They're Chris Hughes,
4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, mama?
I suspect, I think actually in the next couple of days we might just see some showers on this side of the bridge.
Yeah, we haven't seen any for a while.
Yeah, well, I hope everything's growing well. I mean, the ground seems to be in pretty good shape. I think the waters are, you know, the water levels are good in the rivers and the streams and the bay and the lakes and the reservoirs and that type of thing. So I think we're good.
They keep cutting our grass, believe it or not.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. You know, and look, if you're not hunting and you've gotten your turkey or maybe you're limited turkeys, give us a call. Let us know how that experience went, you know. So I think next hour, Robin, we're going to talk about bloodworms. What do you think?
I'm for bloodworms. You know what I think about bloodworms.
I know. You like bloodworms. But they've been under scrutiny lately. They've been studied a lot. And I will tell you, if you're going fishing for panfish or, you know, fishing for anything, and you want to buy some bloodworms, they are expensive right now.
Well, you know, before we can talk about worms, we got to talk to Walt.
Well, I know that. Good morning, Walt. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you today?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well, I got in on the tail end of your thing about the lug nuts, and I just had a story for you also.
Okay.
My daughter, she had one of the small Ford SUVs, and she was driving down the road, got a flat tire, and when she pulled over, and it was, you know, Southern Anne Arundel County, rural road, in a curve, dangerous as heck.
Oh, yeah.
And couldn't get her lug wrench on. So she called me and said, what do I do? I said, I'm on my way, but you got to drive the thing out of that curve. So, you know, so she had to drive almost a mile. It basically ruined the tire.
Sure.
And I always carry one of those, a star wrench, because it'll pull my trailer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And immediately after that, I've got one from Amazon for every one of my vehicles. And put it in the trunk, because you have the four option sizes, plus you get better leverage. And even if it's a little slippery, you got enough leverage that you can still crack the lug nuts and get them off. So it's a wise move. I've carried a four star for the last 50 years, you know, one of the four star wrenches with me.
Yeah.
And I recommend that to everybody.
Well, that's a great solution and have to have at the ready. But the permanent solution is just go get them switched out.
But, I mean, for just regular lug nuts, it makes sense to have.
Yeah, of course. I understand that.
Yeah, you can do it if most people don't really know, and even if come by somebody you want to help, having it is a good thing. Now,
that's true.
$30 or $40 for the set of lug nuts and then the tire. And I've bought vehicles there for the last 35 years or so, and I had to go to the service manager I always deal with, and to give it to Ford's credit, they knew about the problem.
Oh, yeah, they all know.
Yeah, but what he did is he picked up the cost for the lug nuts and the tire. You know, so he backed behind it, you know, because she had only bought the car, you know, a year or so earlier. And so he backed all that. So I give him credit for that, but I don't give him credit for not letting people know. You need to look at this or make a recommendation when you're getting serviced, or just change them out. As a customer service priority.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. But, you know, it's like they tell you and then you're on your own. So.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Walt. Thank you so much. You're the second guy to talk about that four-star wrench, and that's a good idea. It's a great idea. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. There he goes. So how did I know we were going to talk about lug nuts this morning?
I don't know.
I actually wrote an article about that in the, was it the winter issue of the Hunting Quarterly? I think it was.
Yeah, asking me which quarterly was what is not the thing to do. I get lost.
Oh, I know. We do the Maryland Hunting Quarterly four times a year. We're getting ready to launch the summer issue, but we had to get the Crab magazine out first, and it's, you know, it's just, I like to say AEA, ain't enough Allen, you know, to get all that done at the same time. So, you know, we don't have a tremendous staff or crew or, you know, it's Robin and I and our designer, basically. And we have some writers that do great work. So, you know, we they have nothing to do with the production other than get their stories in. And very valuable contribution because we've got some great writers that do good stories, good topics, good recipes. But, you know, a lot of times we just depend on individuals with their stories. You know, we've got some great stories coming up for turkey. We've had them in the past, but deer hunts, turkey hunts, people in their own words, you know, have put their stories together, and you know, we love it, and that's what part of the appeal is of the Hunting Quarterly and that type of thing. So anyway, we're at 410-922-6680 is our phone number here, and I think Chris is telling me I need to do something else here. And I agree with you 100%, Chris. Talk about our friends at Johnny Baresi at Precision Taxidermy in Catonsville. They specialize in waterfowl, game birds, and so forth. And that's where I take my waterfowl to be mounted for the wall. And I always say this. There's one over there in the corner, and there's one behind me. And they're two different, totally different species. One is a beautiful wood duck drake, and he's sitting on a perch. And the other one behind me is a flying mount of a common scoter called Butterbill, and they did beautiful work on both. So he's highly trained in his craft. That's John Baresi, and his quality work speaks for itself. 2021 Precision Taxidermy, competing at the Maryland Eastern Regional Taxidermy Convention, took the honor of first place state champion waterfowl. And I just noticed that he updated his Facebook profile picture with that picture of him in that beautiful mallard that he had mounted. So now Precision Taxidermy has offered freeze-drying service for items like turkey heads and velvet antlers and small game birds. And that is quite unique. Precision Taxidermy creates outstanding exhibits for all game species, including deer and big game. And Precision Taxidermy is located at 504 Crosby Road. I got people coughing all around me here. 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville. Here's that phone number for Precision Taxidermy, 410-744-1779. That's 410-744-1779 for Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophy and your memories. That's for sure. Now we get to talk about your fireplace, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that hole in the wall you used to call a fireplace? Yep. You don't want to split the wood. You don't want to cut the wood. You don't want to haul the wood. You don't want to, you know, put the kindling in the bottom anymore. You don't want to set a fire without opening the damper. Well, you know what? We'd had that same issue here, but we fixed it. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. Hi there. The premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat, and it's warm in here now from just a few minutes, right, from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing. The worldwide shortage of computer chips, well, you've heard about that. Well, that affects, you know, gas fireplace inserts as well. So stop by while the selection is good and supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into their showroom soon so you will be ready for the coming cold weather. And it's coming. It's coming back. It's not leaving very fast, but it's coming back here in a few months. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sunrise, black coffee warms my lips. Ain't gonna get any better than this. There's no doubt who made this place. When you're standing here, you can see his face. I'm just glad to be part of the clan. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie of a duck man.
Life of a duck man, that's right.
It reminds me of the Marshall Tucker Band.
Marshall Tucker, does it?
Yep.
All right.
That's what it reminded me of.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. At time... Well, we don't really, do we, Chris? Have much time left.
You got less than a minute.
Yeah, all right. Hey, nice hearing from Captain Don. His boat is going to be on the water tomorrow, trolling. I like the name of it. Robin.
Okay, what is the name of his?
Here, take a look at the graphic.
I like that.
Not finished.
K-N-O-T.
K-N-O-T, not finished. I like it. So... Less than a minute, eh? All right.
Well, 20 seconds.
Really? We'll try and kill that. We'll try and kill that.
So. Okay, you're done. You killed it.
All right. Well, the music will start, and then Robin gets to say her thing at the end of the hour here. So we'll come back. I think we'll talk about bloodworms the next hour. And there you are, Robin.
Yes. Everybody, get out. Stay safe. Find something fun to do with your family today. Something different.